Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey, so before we get started, I wanted to talk to you guys about Disney Plus. Now, I know by now you've probably heard about Disney Plus, the new streaming service that includes Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. With all these amazing brands in one place, Disney Plus has one of the most incredible libraries in the entire streaming landscape, and it's all ad-free. From classics like Snow White to today's blockbusters like Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame, the content on Disney Plus is truly unparalleled. And if all that isn't enough, Disney Plus even has originals like The Mandalorian, the first live-action Star Wars series. So don't miss out. Go and sign up today and start streaming and tell them Hayes sent you. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Awaken Soul Podcast. I am the king of content, or the content king, however you want to word it there. I'm CEO Hayes. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, make sure you go and check us out at Awaken Soul Pod or at The Awaken Soul Pod, just depending on what platform you're looking for us at. And also, if you want to follow me personally, you can do so at CEO Hayes, at CEO HAIZE. We have had a very interesting and just, it's been an interesting week, right? Like, we had the whole Jada Red Table talk and Kanye talk becoming president. Like, there's just been a lot going on. Unfortunately, we've already covered those on other podcasts. So if you want to hear any of my thoughts on the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Red Table Talk, make sure you go and check out Love, Lust, and Badass Soul, where we dropped a special episode covering just that Red Table Talk. And then if you want to hear comments on Kanye's run and bid for president, go and listen to the Breaks Radio, another Breaks Media podcast, clearly if you can't tell by the name of it, where we break down and I give my thoughts on that. But, you know, that's it. It's been a wild ride, right? Like, it's just for everyone who's like going through something, especially with like COVID. Like, I actually shout out to Miles, and people who listen to this and know him and know me will know who I'm talking about. But he actually was diagnosed with COVID. And this is the second time that a person that I know directly was diagnosed with the coronavirus, COVID-19. So, it's just, you know, prayers out. I want to take some time out on my platform to say prayers out to him, and you know, my thoughts and everything go out to him and what's going on, because he's married and he has a kid, and you know, it's just a sucky time to go through something like that. But yeah, that's it for this little cold open. On this week's episode, we actually are going to be discussing a few things. We got it in the Mind of Hayes segment. It's going to be a little different than what you guys are probably expecting. And then in the discussion topic, the title of it is Shake Shit Up. So we're going to shake some shit up this week on this week's episode. I just can't wait to get into it. We're going to get into our intro music, and we'll be right back after this in my dark and twisted, crazy-ass mind. I'll see you guys there.
The following is a Breaks Media podcast.
You are now listening to the best podcast in the world, The Awakened Soul, hosted by my daddy. Best podcast in the world. The
What's going on? Welcome to my dark and twisted crazy ass mind. I am your host, CEO Hayes, and we're in the building this week as I adjust my microphone. Sorry if they gave you guys a sound in your ear, but I'm excited to bring you guys this week's episode for a few different reasons, right? This is the first recording in the new It Is What It Is Studios 2.0. That's kind of the name of my studio. I've called it The Sanctuary, called It Is What It Is Studios. But at the end of the day, like, and I talked about this a couple of weeks, like changing your space, moving some stuff around, and the importance of clearing space. And, you know, now that I have fully into the new space, and this is the first recording for this podcast in the new space. I actually recorded from set number 2 for Love, Lust, and Badass Soul this week. But I know I talked about it, right? And I talked about it on the episode, like the importance of clearing space and everything. But when you build something, when it's something that you've crafted in your hands and you've taken the time out, I've put up wallpaper, the new sign, like redoing the foam, but like it's newer and it's even better soundproof. But like the way that all this is like set up now is like perfectly conducive to what I have going on and what I plan to do in the future. And so, like, it's set up for video, for recording from 2 different cameras. One's on the slider. And this isn't, you know, in the mind of Hayes is usually my space where I talk about what's going on in the world today. But and it's more so what's going on in me, right? And something that I've, like, it's been happening in so many different areas. And I just want to kind of revisit it because I talk about it. And, you know, it's very rare that I kind of follow up on concepts that I drop in the episode with, like, saying, giving updates like, hey, this is what happened. But this new space has continued. And like I said, when you clear stuff around, it's funny how people are eliminated from your life or things are eliminated from your life. So just in the time that this new studio has come up, right, there has been people that were in my life that have either their intentions have been revealed or people who have now shown that they no longer deserve to have a place in my life, and I've either removed them or they removed themselves. And so it just holds true to what I dropped in that episode and what I talked about in that episode. It's when you start moving stuff around and you start, you know, shaking shit up, which is our main topic for this week's episode, is that it just becomes easier. It becomes clearer. And things start happening. And, you know, I am now in this new creative space. And I don't know if you guys can hear it in my voice or whatever, but like the episodes that are going to be coming for this week's episode, for the Awakened Soul coming up soon, and just all my creative platforms are going to be so fucking amazing. I've been working on them. I dropped the image to the 3rd year anniversary tease that we're going to be dropping for the Awakened Soul. That's why I call myself the content king, because that's what it says on the tee. And, you know, it's just everything is coming together. The people are coming together. And I had a meeting with Technical Foul actually this past week as well, which is a Breaks Media member. And they brought up stuff for not just them and how I can help them more, but also the network as a whole. And it's just as we're coming out of this, when we're not really coming out because COVID is still very, very much around and, you know, it's getting worse in some places. But as like everyone has been in this quarantine in dark places, and I know I have as well, as we're starting to get out of that, it's just amazing to see like how people are adjusting to this. And like, I don't want to lay it all at the feet of the new space or me creating the new space, because the idea to create the new space didn't come from me, right? It came that was brought down from a higher power to say, hey, get to moving on this. This is what I need you to do. And so as I'm doing that, it's just funny how everything else is changing. People coming into my life, relationships that I have getting stronger. Some of the ones that weren't as strong, like, and no longer serving me, like I said, removing themselves. And overall, like, I just feel so much more at peace lately with my kids, with myself. I'm having more fun than I ever did. Like, not like recording's always been my therapy. It's always been my safe space. It's always been my everything. But like, more so than any of that, it's right now, it's like, I'm just in a blessed place right now. And shout out to Hype Williams, who told me before, I'm living a charmed life. But it's true. And I feel it now. I truly feel just this, I don't know, like, I was on Afros and Audio and their virtual thing, and I'm going to be on Living Millennial, and then we got another mentality coming up this week as well, so it's going to be a busy week. But it's busy in the sense of all my passions, and I'm so happy that I'm busy, and I'm looking forward so much to the things that are coming up. it's just great, a great space to be in. And I want everyone to be in a space like this if they can be. Like, I know we're dealing with stuff. Stuff's got been tough times for everyone. But we're, listen, brighter days ahead. I swear to you guys, fam, like, brighter days ahead, because they've definitely been ahead for me. They're definitely coming for me. Shout out to Steph from Poetry After Dark. That's actually completely changed Poetry After Dark and turned it into a new podcast. And like, she was on last week's episode talking about purpose, and like, just the people around me. It's good to see the people around you start winning, right? And with that, we're all winning. Like, everyone that I'm close to is winning in a different way. Shout out to Technical Foul. That was actually listed in either a magazine or a newspaper. Don't get me to misquoting, in Milwaukee as well. Like, it's just so much that is happening for me and the people around me that it's just like, this is what I'm called to do. This is what we're called to do. This is the purpose of what we're doing. And again, changing that space, opening up new opportunities for yourself and maybe others around you, bringing that energy around. And we'll continue that concept when we talk about shaking shit up in the main discussion topic this week. But that's it. Like, the In the Mind of Hayes segment, I know you guys probably wanted me to talk about some of the other stuff going around. I will say, though, also in this segment, that I believe it was three men and two juveniles. Maybe I got the three and two mixed around, that were actually arrested in the case of Pop Smoke. And that is something, as his album drops, and like, on the Breaks Radio, we're talking about like how he was taken from us at 20 years old, and his family. And, you know, it's good to see movement on that. We still need more movement in other cases, which we all know about. But I don't know, I kind of just moved the concept and talked around and got to something else. But seriously, it's in that it feels good that some movement's being made in that, because it very well could have been, we just never found out. No arrest was ever made. So I'm glad that there actually has been. And hopefully, you know, they got the right people and they get charged. They are convicted. And then we get what we ultimately won. And they're held responsible for taking the life of a young person. Outside of that, protests are continuing in certain states. And, you know, that unrest isn't completely dead as well. I really feel like with everything that's going on, the election's coming up soon, that, you know, hopefully the second half of this year is a lot better than what this year started off with. Let's hope that let's pray and hope for that. Shout out to my children as well. Like, it's just I'm just in a really happy space, if you can't tell. And we're going to be talking about shaking some shit up in a minute. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a break. You're going to hear from another Breaks Media's podcast. On the other side of that, you're going to get into the Cookie Chronicles. And then we'll get into the main discussion topic this week. I'll see you guys there.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Marco the Prince, the host of Hear Me Out podcast. And I am here to tell you a little about me and my podcast. I'm a little bit about me. I'm born and raised in Portland, Oregon, currently reside on the East Coast. I have done everything from a 9-to-5, retail, been homeless, been engaged, AmeriCorps, volunteer jobs, and whatever you think of, I probably done it or experienced it. And I am here just so my voice can be heard and hopefully touch the voice of someone else to remind them that we all don't got it, but we can all go get it. So I'm here to just share my life experiences, motivate people, rant, and just be heard. So you can hear me out on all the socials at hearmeout.pod for Instagram, Hear Me Out Podcast on Facebook, and also This Is Hear Me Out on Twitter. And you can also stream me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio, Public, and wherever you catch your favorite cast at. So hopefully you hear me out and catch the vibe.
Podcast, and this is Tia, the First Lady, with Cookie Chronicles here. So I just came from brunch, Wednesday. Today is Sunday. And let me tell you how I almost did not go, okay? So I am a true introvert at heart. And when I am invited somewhere and I don't know multiple people, or it's going to be like a huge like party or loungy type setting, it makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like small talk. I don't like people. But one of my girlfriends invited me to brunch. Today. She invited me yesterday, and I say yes, because I figure, you know, why not get out of the house? But then when I sat and thought about it, I was like, fuck, do I really want to go? Because I don't know who else is going. I don't know who else she's inviting. I didn't know if it was a group thing or just an intimate thing. And I almost backed out. Almost. Now, let me tell you something. You know how Drake kept saying, like, no new friends? Let's get over that, because at one point I was on the no new friendship too, okay? Let me tell you how I went to brunch. It'll all tie in together. Give me a second. I went to brunch and my friend invited one of her longtime girlfriends that she's grown up with. And when I tell you that we all three of us just vibed, and it was such a great girl session, and we gave each other awesome advice, and we all felt comfortable sharing, and there was no judgment. And it wasn't that surface level advice, like that young girl advice, like, oh, girl, fuck him and leave him and he's not worth it and don't waste your time. It wasn't none of that. It was legit, be patient. Maybe he's looking at it this way. Maybe you should have handled it that way. And when I say I can appreciate other women who give that kind of advice and it comes from a sincere, genuine place, oh, it just made my heart smile. And I've always been someone who... as I grew up, I had a big circle of girlfriends, but as I got older, they kind of fell off for various reasons. I've always prayed, especially recently, to have other women in my life that were on the same level as me mentally and spiritually and, you know, all those wonderful things. Like, just brought as much to the table as I did. And my girl, my main girlfriend that invited me, like, I already know where she is, but the other girl I didn't know. So, again, I wasn't going to go because I'm like, who else is this girl invited? Like, I don't do people. I don't like people. But I'm just so glad that I met her friend, and it was just a great experience, and it was fun. And so now we're planning on doing like a cook and sleep in type thing. So we're gonna like get a hotel suite, and we're all gonna cook and bring stuff and have bottles, and just like, you know, do our thing. It'll be a real chill, relaxing weekend. But don't go off of the no new friends thing. Like, I've met so many new friends since that song has came out. Like, my main two best friends, I met on Instagram. And I met them, I think this year would be 4 years ago. And one of them, I've never even met in person. Like, we've talked via FaceTime and other video chats. The other one has come to Maryland. When she lived in Jersey, she would come to Maryland. Now she lives in Florida. But the one I haven't met, she's in New Haven. But I felt like I've been more comfortable with them. I've been more open with them. I've got the best advice from them than I have some of the other girlfriends that I've had for years. And I mean, like, since middle school and high school. So don't go off the no new friends thing, okay? And I don't really know this other girl too well that came to brunch today, like my girlfriend's friend, but I'm pretty good with vibes and like reading people and intuition. And she seems like a cool, great person. I'm actually looking forward now to getting to know her better and more. Like, the advice that she gave was so real, and so it just came from a great place. And I appreciated it. And so I say all of this to say, like, if you're like me and you're an introvert or you just don't like people and you get invited out, sometimes step out of your comfort zone and just go. Like, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what kind of connections that you'll make. You never know what kind of networking that you'll do that might help you get to another place, whether it's in life or career. So just take the chance, meet new people, especially with Corona now. Like, you know, we've all been locked up and cooped up in the house for so long. Get your mind together, step out for a little while, clear your mental space, have a few adult conversations, especially for you guys who just live with children in your house all the time. Like, go out, have a few adult conversations, have a drink or two, have a good meal with people, you know, converse with other people at the bar, if, you know, the bars in your area are open. Or even if your friends invite you with their other friends that you've never met, just take the chance to go out. You just never know who you're going to meet and who you're going to run into. And you might have the best time. I had the best time. And when I tell you, I look so forward to this little overnight slumber party thing that we're going to do. I think it's going to be so fun. And again, I've prayed for other women, female friends to be in my life that, you know, kind of offered the same thing as I did and brought as much to the table. And I feel like today I feel like I got that. And again, I can't wait to get more, know more of this other young lady. But just take the chance, y'all, and go out. You never know. You just never know. And if you don't have a good experience, that's one thing, but at least you can say you tried, you know, step out. But that's all I got for today. It was real quick. You know, I just came in, had to get that off my chest because I felt so good about my experience today and actually going out. Because when I tell you, honey, last minute, that she did text me last night and say, hey, you still coming? I was like, sure. But this morning, honey, when I got up, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. I think I might just say I'm sick or I don't feel good. You know how we do. But I tell them I don't feel good. I can't make it. But again, I'm glad I went, and I need you guys step out of your comfort zone. You'd be surprised at who you meet, you know? All right, y'all, until next time, until next week, y'all be safe. Wash your hands, cover your mouth, wear your mask and all of that, and I'll see ya. Bye.
Welcome to Technical File, the sports podcast you never knew you needed.
It's your boy, T-I-M-K-I-N-Z, the number 3, a.k.a. Go-Go Power Ranger. Yeah, this the Black Ranger. It's me, a.k.a. Mr. Give It To Me. It's Ash Ketchum in his bed.
I am the Eric J.
Only known as
the Eric J.
And I'm Camille, point guard of the crew, the real-life Tifa Lockhart, the girl next door. You know, holding it down for all the women who love sports.
And it's your boy, K Harris, the gentleman.
The gentleman.
Also known as K Diddy.
Take that.
But better known as the people's
jabroni.
And that's us. I mean, we four friends coming together every week to talk about the biggest stories in sports with our own flair to it. Let me tell you, you ain't never heard a sports podcast that's entertaining before.
Damn straight.
So check us out every Wednesday. Get at us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now entering the discussion topic, which I told you guys was going to all be built around the idea of shaking shit up. And so in preparing this episode this week, I had a completely different topic originally planned. It was completely different. It was more educational, it was a different vibe. And like this whole concept of shaking shit up, like for my old school wrestling fans, like Vince McMahon used to have this phrase, it's time to shake things up around here. And for some reason, like something about that just kept coming in my mind, and that's why you got to be flexible in what you're doing. So like as I was preparing a completely different topic that I'll probably get to next week or get to eventually because it's basically already created, so I'll still get to it, you got to kind of go where your creativity takes you. And like this place that I've been in that I talked about during the In the Mind of Haze segment, and just like seeing all my people around me being in good in different places. And like, I wanted to talk about the importance of taking shit up, the importance of not being predictable. Like we often think.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Think of like things got shaken up as like a negative term. We kind of think of being unpredictable as a negative term. We And, you know, we get comfortable in certain things. We get comfortable with what people expect of us. We get comfortable with labels that were provided to us and placed upon us. And sometimes we forget that by shaking things up, by being unpredictable, by embracing that. And, you know, I want to make sure that I point out being unpredictable and being uncontrolled are different things. When I say be unpredictable and embrace being unpredictable, something that I mean is like, I can bring it back to this podcast. You can never predict what the topic or the content or even the style or the music is going to be on The Awakened Soul, because I leave that up to how I feel at the moment. I let the music speak to me depending on the segments that we have, the vibe that I want to carry out throughout the podcast. I'm not one of those podcasters that use music to just throw some of my favorite songs in. I strategically pick what's in it. The content that I talk about here, it can range from like some pseudo self-help shit to music topics to film to whatever, and breaking those down on my thoughts and stuff on it. But because I don't prescribe to the label that this podcast is just one thing, the content can be any number of things just depending on where my heart and mind are in that week. So in that case, it's controlled because I deliver my content in a very precise way and in a very measured way. But the content itself, what I'm going to be talking about, is unpredictable week to week. You don't know. I can show up and be on my cocky shit. I can show up and be on my introspective shit. I can show up and be on my just all over the place, right? Depending on the week. But nobody will listen to the Awakened Soul podcast and ever say that it's not focused. It's just the topics can vary. And so that's what I mean by being unpredictable. You got embracing that nature of being unpredictable. Like, we get stagnant in a way, and we become like it's very easy as adults and just as people sometimes to get caught up in just going into our day to day. We go to our job, we do what's expected of us, we come home, we take care of our kids, we do what's expected of us. And, you know, I like to link everything back to me. And so in like creating this topic in this discussion today, I thought about a specific instance in my life, which is kind of applicable to what we're talking about today. I got caught up in one time of my life being a husband, being a father, being a provider, and those labels kind of dictated what I did day to day. Case in point, I originally, before any creativity, before I even thought about picking up a mic and podcasting, photography, whatever, and we'll talk about that too, I wanted to start this business. I remember I went and got I went and filed for it. I got my EIN. I even started talking to schools. And so, like, this business was called Music Is My Life. And the idea behind it was, especially when I was in St. Louis at the time, there were a lot of city schools that didn't have dedicated music programs in elementary and middle school, because those were some of the first programs to get cut. So I had this idea to like create this space where we can offer music teachings to kids. They can come in, they can learn how to play instruments, they can learn production software, they can do all of that. And then it'll kind of be also an after school thing for them. I remember I got this approved for like all did it get approved for state funding? I can't remember, but I know we were applying for it. But we got grants and everything. Like, when I say we did everything to launch this business, but me being caught up in the label of being the husband, the provider, and the father, I started thinking, well, you know what? This probably isn't, it's gonna take up so much of my time. I shouldn't do this, right? Because I have my own kids I need to worry about. I can't really, you know, try to take away time from my family to provide a business for other people's kids. Like, I got so caught up in all this stuff. And like, I was a husband at the time. So it's like, how do I go about taking time away from my family in that sense? And we returned the grant money. We didn't decide to do the business and start it. But now I'm looking back and thinking, like, I didn't stop it because I didn't have time. I didn't stop it because I didn't have the passion for it. I stopped doing it just because I felt like the labels of me being those things came before me trying to create something that was going to benefit other people. I missed other people's blessings by letting the labels letting the labels I had at that time define me, not realizing I could still be all those things, a provider, a father, and everything, and still take time out to really pursue passions. And music is a huge passion of mine before podcasting. Well, you guys know that if you've been listening to me for a while. But I stopped that because I let the labels and the idea of me being those things completely get in the way of shaking my life up. I didn't want to shake things up. I didn't want to shake up I got comfortable in our day-to-day routine. I got comfortable in what we had going on, that I did not want to shake up our life to start a business that was ultimately meant to help younger kids. So think about that. Like, where my life would be right now, who knows? Where those kids' lives would be, the schools that I went and talked to that were all down for the program, where could they have been? Like, where are those kids at? This was like 8-10 years ago at this point, maybe even more than that. So, like, there could have been a whole generation of kids who learned the gift of music, and maybe that got them off the street. And, you know, we'll talk about regret in a different episode. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of that. But I just wanted to call myself to the carpet in this case because I at one time didn't want to shake shit up enough in my life to pursue something new. And that ultimately, like, that's a huge regret in my life. So coming back, to bring it all back to, like, the importance of shaking shit up is, like, now – I still carry most of those labels. I'm not a husband anymore, but I carry the label of still a father, a provider, a manager. I carry all these labels with me day to day, but still I'm pursuing my passions. The Awakened Soul, the Breaks Media, my photography, my videography business. Like, I have now balanced being all those things and not let those labels define me, even coming back to podcasting. And, you know, shout out to Dan on Drugs, who's my brother. This is not a shot. Dan is, I don't even know if Dan remembers this or not. This is before either of us got into video. This is when I started thinking about video more. And I was like, well, you know, as I think I tweeted out something like, as a podcast, do you like or something like video content or appreciate it more? And I remember Dan responding. He was like, well, podcasting is mainly an audio, it's an audio based platform. And, you know, he was right. So I want to make sure that's why I say it's not any shots. Dan, I know you're going to be listening. This is not any shots. But Dan was right. Podcasting is looked at as an audio based thing, right? But when you look at now, even what Dan's doing in video, what I do in video, and how we incorporate that into podcasting, like, podcasting was looked at as just one thing. But we are still defining what podcasting is. And I think me and Dan are two of the people who use and utilize video now the most. And it's just funny to see how that conversation went. And this was still before I bought my first camera. If I would have let the label of a podcaster being audio only, right, that label of just podcast, it's just audio, like, limit me, I would have not forayed into video, which then got me into photography, which then got me into videography, which now have become extra revenue streams for my family. So, like, I didn't let that label of just being a podcaster stop me from adding new things. Like, I was unpredictable in the way I delivered my content now. I became, it went from, all right, Hayes is going to deliver high quality audio, but now I'm adding high quality video to that too. And that has now added revenue for me. That has added revenue for me. Before COVID stopped a lot, I had like $4,000 to $5,000 worth of photography jobs booked up that most got canceled because of COVID and the shutdown. But still, if I would have let that label of just being a podcaster keep me from getting into learning cameras and learning video, like, this whole new studio that you see me in now, I wouldn't have, because I let that label of a podcaster limit me to just learning audio, or I would have been. So it's important to be able to shake things up. It's important to not get comfortable in what you do. And we got to get out of our comfort zone. Shout out to Tia, who in the Cookie Chronicles talked about how she stepped out of her comfort zone and going to that brunch and meeting new people. Now she possibly has new networking people that she can work with and can bring more eyes to her boutique because she decided to step out of her comfort zone. And, you know, podcasting as a whole was me stepping out of my comfort zone. It completely was me shaking my life up. When you think about, and I've talked about this before, somebody who was an extreme introvert, someone who hated public speaking, now, like, I am a podcaster. I do go out and do more extreme public speaking. Like, I've been everywhere in so many different cities, and that has added to my life because I stepped out of my comfort zone. I stepped out of my box to start this podcast. And now, look, it's completely, and I've said it at one point before on an episode, is that I don't think I can even label myself as a true introvert anymore, because now when you look at what I do out in the public, and I'm always talking to other podcasters, I'm always appearing on other people's shows and everything that I do. And this is like, these are new people to me. These aren't people that I know. And that was me shaking my life up. That was me shaking my shit up. It's important to not get caught. And when you think about, when I say being unpredictable, this is what I mean. I kind of correlate it to this. You know how they say mix up the way, if you like walk back and forth to work, mix up your route from time to time. That way no one can kind of predict you or try to kidnap you or whatever. And I know that's an extreme case, but that's what I mean by being unpredictable. You're still going to your ultimate route, but you have to be able to kind of veer off paths and not be afraid to go and sidestep and get out of certain pre-built in ideas into where you want to go. We have to be better about shaking our life up, getting unpredictable, and embracing that. Controlled being unpredictable, or I should say focused unpredictability, is something that I think we need to practice more often. And when you talk about the benefits of it, we'll get into the benefits. I want to make sure that I do leave you guys with, you know, I like my list, so I'm definitely going to leave you guys with list on the importance of it. But you have to give yourself permission, right? You have to give yourself permission to shake yourself out of the comfortability that you've gotten yourself in everyday life. Because guess what? The thing is that if you do shake shit up and you try something different, you try to add a different perspective, and you know, if you don't like what comes out of shaking it up, you can always put it back together to the way it is. You've already proven that day to day, whatever happens, you the routine, the day to day that you've gotten yourself into, that works for you in a certain degree. When I talk about being unpredictable and shaking shit up, it means trying something different. But the key thing is that when you try something different, if that does not work, you can always go back to what worked before. So stop being afraid to shake shit up. And I don't just mean like in creativity. I mean in business. I mean in your personal life, in your relationships. Like, do something different. Like, for the ones who are in romantic relationships, shake shit up in your relationship. Do something completely off the wall and different. Go on that random trip. Go take that chance to do something with your partner. In business, take that chance to apply for a job that maybe you think that you aren't qualified for, that you may not get, because guess what? You may end up getting it and run with it and then being the best decision in your life. You have to be prepared to shake things up and stop sitting around being complacent. We got to stop doing this shit. We are better than this. We got to stop being complacent in the way that we handle our lives and in the way that we do shit. And so, like, I know, like, hearing shaking shit up, it sounds a bit jarring at first, right? Because even when I had the idea, part of the reason why, like I said, as it kept coming to me as I was preparing my episode, part of the reason why I was ignoring it, because it's like, that just doesn't sound very good to tell people to shake their shit up. But you know, that phrase kept coming to me, and I don't want to shy away from it. And I think another aspect of the importance of shaking shit up is that it brings new momentum your way. It brings new energy your way. Again, I think everything that I've talked about with me and myself personally shows the importance of bringing new energy. Like, I talked about moving, how I move the studio around, and the different sets that I have now. It's brought a completely different energy to my creativity. It's brought a completely different energy to the podcast and the vibes and everything that's going on. So we have to embrace shaking shit up. And so, you know what I like to do. Anytime we leave on something, I like to really give you guys a list on the benefits of shaking shit up, stepping out of your comfort zone. One, your real life is out here waiting for you. And by that, I mean not the life that we think we should be living, the life that we deserve. We deserve and have the right to create our own reality and live within that reality. And by that, I don't mean be disillusioned and think XYZ, but you own your life. No one else can divine that for you. No one else can tell you where your happiness is. No one else can tell you what is right for you other than you trying new things. We have to get out of the bubble of our own thoughts and beliefs and feelings on certain things and shake shit up and get out of that comfort zone. That's one of the benefits too of it. Two, challenging yourself pushes you to dip in and utilize untapped potential and talent. That goes like, if everything I didn't say right now, you don't see, like, I've untapped talent in myself that I would have never thought that I have. Me sitting down on this podcast right now, talking to you, me editing this video, these are all knowledge and stuff that I did not think I had in me. Now I'm sitting here doing it. I'm almost about ready to celebrate my 3rd year anniversary doing this. And I would have never thought that if I didn't step out of that comfort zone of being the quiet one, the one who can talk when I'm pressed to or that I need to, but I definitely wouldn't do anything out in public. I've untapped a whole different level of potential from myself. You can do that same thing for you. It doesn't have to be in podcasting. It doesn't have to be in photography. It doesn't have to be in any of that. But you have something lying in you dormant that you have not yet untapped only because you're afraid of getting out of what you've been comfortable in. Number three, taking risks regardless of their outcome are just chances to grow or growth experiences. You got to realize is that sometimes, and I've said this a lot on my podcast, in our culture, we often get so afraid to get something started because we're worried about it failing. Before we even get a chance to start it, we're worried about the concept of it failing and how that would be perceived. And we get really tied down into not trying it at all. When you take risks, when you step outside that comfort zone, it may not go the way that you wanted to go. But now you can say that you've gained the experience, you've grown from that, and now you can try something different. You can reevaluate. But do not let the opportunity of failing keep you from doing it. Failing is really just a first attempt in learning. Pastor Hayes coming out again. So I really want to make sure that you do that. Number four, don't settle for the mediocre just to avoid stepping out of your comfort zone. That's the biggest price to pay. You live a life of mediocrity because you've never taken a chance, because you've never gotten out of your comfort zone. You've stayed in that job for X amount of years. You've progressed as that position is going to progress, and you just stay there. And you could have, like I said, if you've taken that chance to apply for a different job, if you took that chance to leave that company, then you could have avoided a life of mediocrity. We are not put on this earth to be mediocre. I'm not put on this earth. I'll say that for me, to be mediocre. That's one thing that I know for a fact that I was not put here to do. God did not place these ideas, this talent, this ability in me to be mediocre in the gifts that he gave me. We all have those gifts. And if you're sitting on that and you decide to continue being mediocre, that's an issue to you. Number five, then last one that we have here, leaving your comfort zone ultimately helps you to deal with change, and making change is in a much better way. So when you leave it, right, when you leave that comfort zone and transition, you're doing a change. And every time you change, it's like leveling up. It's getting on a different level. And every time you level up, you're prepared to deal with change, and you're training yourself on how not to only be able to operate in things staying stagnant and the same. Every time you level up, you're building yourself up and preparing yourself for the next time. We got to stop sitting on our blessings. It's overwhelming as hell to think to completely step out of your comfort zone. It is. When I sat down and recorded the Awakened Soul podcast, I remember I sent it to Billy Ray Valentine, Andrew Bello, and JB, all people who you've heard on this podcast. Those are the three. Oh, and Fane Black, but he heard it like a few days later. Those were the people that heard the first episode of the Awakened Soul. And I was terrified to send it to him because these are all podcasters that I respect and everything. And they've seen me grow, like from doing wrestling podcasts to where I am now. But to cover content that I was wholly creating before, when I got into podcasting, it was just me commentating and giving my opinions on content other people had created. The Awakened Soul was my first foray into really creating my own content and the way that I wanted to deliver it. And that fear of like people hating it paralyzed me for a minute, because I didn't even put it up on iTunes. I literally put it in a place where just those four people can listen to it. And I had told them too, I was like, I'm probably not going to put this on iTunes. And all four of those guys listened to that and was like, what are you talking about? You need to put this on iTunes today. And I did it. And now look, like, it's spun into a company. It's spun into, like, I would have never gotten into photography with all things that I said before. But me doing that first step has now led me to where I am today. And that is huge. And I keep thinking about, like, the domino effect. If I wouldn't have stepped outside that way, if I wouldn't have made that step, where the hell would I be right now? Where would I be? I would be somewhere probably unhappy, wishing I would have did it. You can't be afraid to leave that comfort zone, because it does help you deal with change. It does help you deal with fluctuations. And now, because I made that step into going into podcasting, it made me, when video came to my mind, it made me be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to try to do this video thing and see what happens. I'm still awkward as shit on camera. just admittedly, that's just a self-realization on me. But seriously, man, we got to continue to leave our comfort zone and prepare ourselves for change, because the way that the world works, if you can't tell, like, we've all now had to deal with the change that we weren't ready. Our kids doing school from home, us working from home in some cases, we weren't prepared or ready for the world shutting down, just completely changing our way of life. If we've made it through this quarantine and COVID situation, just now realize how adaptable you can be. How you can adapt to things changing. But now, rather than something, that change being forced upon you, you can now train yourself to do those changes and things that benefit you by leaving your comfort zone. That's it. That's all I got for you guys this week on The Awakened Soul. I hope you really enjoyed it. I hope that this does inspire you to try something different, to take a chance on something, to do something different in your life, man. But that's it. I am Hayes. You can follow the podcast at Awakened Soul Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, theawakenedsoulpod@gmail.com. If you want to follow me personally, you can do that at CEO Hayes. And then also, we do have a hotline. We had a couple of voicemails. One for this podcast and a couple for a couple others. I need to start getting back on playing those. But the number to leave a voicemail, if you want to tell me how you've applied something to your life, if you want to just talk about the podcast, if you want to tell me something that I can improve on, the number for that is 614-547-2039. We are the number one podcast, period, point blank. If you got a problem with that, you can see me. I am the content king. If you don't know, now you know. I'm signing out this week. I love each and every one of you guys. I truly mean that. I will see you beautiful and lovely people next week. Peace.
I'm so fly. Got money, so that's a good enough reason to buy the things I buy. I'm so high, I'm on point, and I can tell that you're jealous. It's by the look in your eye. When I ride by, I don't care. You just going straight to the top this year. Nigga, I'm so fly. I got money, so that's a good enough reason to buy the things I buy. Banks is fresh out the gutter, too smooth to stutter. The cigarette load of brother like two scoops of butter. Before I leave the crib, I tell my mother I love her. Grab the burner, but she ain't concerned cause he's a earner. My bitch lays it out real nice for me to burn her. We fight, wake up and fuck like Ike and Tina Turner. It's a privilege to ride with a celeb. Cause my girls over there don't got a problem giving head. Paranoia's on you, that's why your llama's in your bed. Fuck a rich and chiller and buy some mama for your head. On the block I'm from, niggas be damn near 40 and still tucking. Niggas baby mamas is pregnant and still fucking. It's either cause they boyfriends are scrub like Brillo, or cause Banks is cooling on the other side of the pillow. The chronic is blown for my niggas that got locked up in the party, and now they gotta go back home. I'm so fly. I got money, so that's a good enough reason to buy the things I buy. I'm so high, I'm on point, and I can tell that you're jealous. It's by the look in your eye. When I ride by, I don't care. This year, nigga, I'm so fly. I got money, so that's good enough reason to buy the things I buy. Don't confuse me with these suckers, cause when I spit, you hear more ooze than a skip in my loop move at the rucker.